So before we do anything, just giving some time and space for being here. This is the only first time. So just arriving. And without any project. Without any determination. Without any instruction. Just for a while, being here, being yourself, without knowing necessarily what that is to be myself. But here you are, and here we are. And what if, just for a while, we experiment with considering? So what if everything that's going on in your mind doesn't really matter? Just for a while. The images and words and movements in the mind, what if they don't matter right now for a while? It doesn't matter if it's busy. It doesn't matter if it's quiet. What if? What else is here? What is it like to be with what else is here if what we think about what is here doesn't matter? What is it like to be with what is here, treating our thinking about what is here as unimportant? Just an experiment. And then maybe just discovering very gradually that you have a back. Like the way the day dawns after night. Gradually maybe discovering that here is a body on the ground in the air, touched by ground, air, and sound. Moved by breath, moved by heartbeat, and the pure wonder of it. What if what we think about it all doesn't matter yet? What is left? Maybe acknowledging that there probably is some thinking and allowing that there are feelings. Both emotions and different kinds of states of mind. High energy, low energy, tight energy, loose energy. Mood. Jumpy, sleepy. whatever. What if we don't go much into perfectionism in trying to find out what is left, what is here, what is this? And we also don't have kind of a low sense of our capacity to know what this is, to experience directly what is here. And so a wide open door somewhere in us. To aliveness here and now. Not what we make of this, not our description of it. We can save that for later. Not our analysis of it. What about not even our reactions to it? So all of those things might be happening, and yet still here we are. There's something going on that we are in touch with, or we are, or something that is different from our description of it and different from how we react to it. And if just for a while we are uninterested in our reactions to it and interested in it. What is this? Here we are. Or if you like, interested in us. Or this, or aliveness, or whatever word you like. Not assuming it's too hard for us or too far away. Or something else. Not assuming it's something else other than what is here, right here. And then how is it? How would it be just now forgetting everything I've said so far and just finding that you're breathing, finding your breath? Maybe feeling for it, which means leaving room for it to be felt. Maybe lower down in the body. Maybe the diaphragm and underneath the diaphragm. Having a back, breathing. Just really diving into the whole experience of the breathing process. As it happens, like the crest of a wave, what hasn't yet happened. What if, for now, we could experiment with now whatever has already happened is uninteresting? Just for a while. Not forever. Just for a while, only what is just now happening. As soon as it's happened, it's uninteresting. What if? And how do we approach? How do we come into the breathing? How do we let it be whole? So our way of experiencing it isn't breaking it. Sometimes we may come to, we may approach. Okay, now I'm going to feel the breathing. And we might feel some activation more up in the shoulders and head and neck. Here's me coming to my breath. And if we could really relax that part that wants to do the breath, well-intentioned, maybe. Scared, maybe, of getting it wrong. Or maybe also scared of being whole, of being lost in the breath. And sometimes we may feel that we kind of swim in the breath, that we are enjoying loosening into the breath. And so just playing with, if it's possible, that relaxing. Noticing that the breath still happens and we are still participating in the breathing. Relaxing even more. And maybe playing with how relaxed can we be and still breathing. Takes place. And sometimes there may not be a sense of me paying attention to the breath. We are kind of lost in the breath, and it's usually pleasant. So enjoying. And if there is more of a sense of me paying attention to the breath, could that me sort of be more like lying down, floating on the surface of a sea that has these waves of breath? As if we're partly really listening to the breathing as it comes and goes. And we're partly kind of going towards sleepy. As me, who would be watching. Sleepy and like fine-tuned listening, just now the breath as that wave rises and falls by itself. becoming whole, becoming part of the breath as a way of listening. As listening. And then what we have is this sort of poster called breath, this idea of breath. We can keep putting down, letting it float away. Discovery of now breath. And in the last minute or so, anyone who wishes to just play with letting an out-breath be long. Would anyone like to ask or share anything before I give some suggestions for walking practice? How was the sound? Could you hear okay? And over here? Was it loud enough? Not quite. Okay. I'll try. So let's do go into walking. So if you can stand whenever you feel like it, you can stay lying down a while if it feels really nice. Forgive me for having my water bottle in the hall. We ask you not to, but I don't think I can manage to speak without drinking in the dust. So you might want to find the floor rather than your mattress so you can be stable. So for some people, walking is a really helpful posture, so-called posture, a really helpful mode for meditating. For some people, it's much more distracting to be walking, especially because we have our eyes open. So one interesting part of walking practice is that you see other people as you're walking, and you can feel in your body also, and in your mind, the reactions to seeing how meditatively they're walking, or how you're walking better than they are, or whatever kind of crap that comes by programming into our heads as we're walking. So feeling that in the body can be really good, and getting to know what are the defenses, what is the alarm system, what kind of strategy comes on when your system realizes you're in the presence of another human being. You want them to like you, you assume they don't like you, whatever. So not to take the stories that happen too seriously, that you hate someone, you love someone, whatever, but feeling in the body, getting to know yourself in reaction to the idea that there's another person there. Okay, so that can be really helpful in walking practice for our lives. Okay, does that make sense? The English, was that clear enough? Okay.
One of the best instructions for walking is, when possible, just walk. Not trying to do walking meditation, just walk. So we're kind of feeling for when the mood and the weather, and when it's possible, just naturally walking on the earth. And it's almost like the earth is walking you. Okay? But that's not always available. It's not always possible for most of us. And it may not always be the most appropriate form of practice. So sometimes it can be really juicy and really cool to just get into your feet and be feet and feel, let your feet feel themselves in all these details. So just even now, if you just do slight movements with your both feet on the ground and starting to realize how much we can feel, how many little details, how different it is on the outer edge of your foot, just next to the toe and a little bit lower, a little bit towards the ground, a little bit towards the heel. It's all different, and we can already feel all of that. We already are capable. And what kind of attitude or approach or way can help us access our capacity to feel in that fine detail? And what gets in the way? So what mostly gets in the way is we're trying to do something that already we can do without trying. So it's another chance to get to know what trying feels like in your body and in your mind, and just noticing how it gets in the way. And what helps there be less of trying and more of noticing you already feel your feet. You already know how to walk. And it's not about trying to be able to describe to myself how walking works. It's not like the implicit way of just of knowing that I know how to walk. But if you ask me the mechanics to be described, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can walk while I can do that. So we're not trying to make it explainable in words. We're trying to get into it. It's a different thing. Usually when we pay attention to something, we get ready to write a dissertation about it, about walking. So wordless feet could be one way to go. It usually is helpful to go really simply. So just choosing a place that you can walk back and forth or in a circle. It might not always be that the same place is available, and that's another thing that can be really funny. Sometimes it's good to have entertainment on a retreat, and we have it like with us all the time. Like, you came into this room and there were 51 mattresses on the ground, and now one is your mattress. And if you came back in, the mattresses we're keeping, you can pretend that it's yours for this week. But the walking spots, someone might be in your walking spot the next time you go. And just noticing what happens, the fire or the rain or whatever. It's so helpful. These kind of things that we think of as my problem, what makes me stop meditating, is the main juice of the whole. Like, it's one of the most helpful parts of the retreat. When we feel like we've gotten off track, that's what we can really learn a lot from. But for the walking, it's not so much, we're not trying to like let it be problematic so we can learn about what makes problems. But if possible, getting into a flow and enjoying walking. Okay? So if you want to just play with standing and letting some movements happen, and just feeling for a while, how is it if you're up in your head and you're doing this kind of walking in place sort of movement? Can you feel the movements of walking, the movements, physical movements of walking in your head? And how about in your armpits? The underarms. If you do notice some sort of either tension or high energy or no energy around the shoulder, throat, neck area, it can be interesting to play with different hand positions in walking. So, and sometimes it's worth being a little bit, it's not really complicated, but a little bit less than completely natural. So this is one option. And even this is another option. Having a little weight on the shoulders. Or just one hand. Or some other kind of pile of arms. Sometimes can be more settling, gathering and getting into a flow than what we think of as natural. Are there any questions? So with the arm positions, that's also can be helpful for standing meditation, which is not always included on every retreat. On this retreat, we have it on the schedule to remind you that it's possible. It can be really powerful, and sometimes it can even be too powerful for some people. It's a very strong position that you might feel a lot of heat in the body or whatever. And so that just gives me the chance to remind us that we're each different and allowed to be. And for some person, sitting is great and walking is pretty good, and lying down doesn't work, and standing is too intense for right now, for example. It doesn't mean standing is wrong or whatever. It doesn't mean standing is a goal either. So letting ourselves be here and be ourselves and explore, like really finding what helps you get in touch with life, with what this is. So we have time for walking for 45 minutes now. And then we'll meet back in here for the sort of, we're already here and welcome, but we'll kind of do officially welcome opening talk. Thank you. And just about this thing that I do sometimes, I spent most of my adult life in India, so I do this, and I honor you. That's what it sort of means and feels like.